Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Tesamim Beis. We're holding on Tesamim Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, Amar Le Levi L'Rebbe. So Amar Le Levi L'Rebbe, Levi questioned Rebbe. He said, my area the Tani Tazvav, listening to Zion. Why does our mission speak about 15 Arayis, the Pater the Erva, the Pater from Yibam? Why didn't it mention the 16th case? I have a 16th case. So Amar Le, so Rebbe responds to Rebchia, that Kimadumali She'en Lo Yimayach Bekad Kadai. He says, I can tell you don't have a brain in your skull. It's such a bad question. My Daituch, what's the 16th case that you want the Mishnah to add? I know what you're referring to. You're referring to Imei Anusas Aviv. You're referring to a case where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven was born from the father's wife, and Shimon was born from Anusas Aviv, someone who the father was Ma'anis. And Reuven went ahead, and he was Naise Anusas Aviv. Reuven went and he married this Anusa, who's the father of Shimon, and Reuven, it was the mother rather of Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now this mother falls to Yibam to Shimon. So that's the case of Imei Anusas Aviv. Says Rebbe, it's very pashut why our Mishnah didn't teach that case, because Imei Anusas Aviv plucked at the Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbananim. Because that case, whether it could even happen, is machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rebbe Yehuda holds that a person, Reuven, would never be allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. Rebbe Yehuda holds it's also to marry Anusas Aviv. So being that it's a Talina machlokes, but plucked the Lokamairi, our Mishnah doesn't want to teach cases that are Talina machlokes. Ask the Gemara v'Lai, Vari Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, the Pliki, Rebbe Kiva v'Rabbanu Katani. Look at the next parak. The Mishnah discusses the case of Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, even though those are cases that are Talina machlokes, Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan, and still it teaches it. So says the Gemara, it's true, that's in the next parak. But Pirkin Karminan, I meant in our parak, our Tana, at the Tana of our Mishnah, he does not discuss any case that's Talyan Amachlaikas. Ask the Gemara, really? This case of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says in Erev Patras or Tzara, that's a Machlaikas Beshami Beisilam. Beishameh holds that an Erva does not pater the Tzara. And still our Mishnah taught that Erva paters the Tzara. So it's a Machlaikas and still the Mishnah taught it. So says the Gemara, that's not called a machlaikas, because Beishami b'makam Beisil ain't a Mishnah. We completely disregard Beishami Shita when he argues with Beisila. But the Mishnah does discuss the case of Eishas Achav Shahayu Ba'ilamai, the Pligi Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan Ukatani, even though it's a machlaikas Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether or not Eishas Achav Shahayu Ba'ilamai is actually true, whether or not there's actually an Isser. So says the Gemara, it's true that Rav Shimon argues, but there is a case of Eishas Achav Shahayu Ba'ilamai that even Rav Shimon agrees to, and that's B'nayla Adelu B'Saif Yibin. In a case, Eloi Palag Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't argue in a case where the brother was born, Nailat Ulu B'Saif Yibim, and then afterwards, the brother who was alive did Yibim. If let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies without having any children, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven's married to Rachel, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Levi is born before Shimon ever did Yibim with Rachel. So once the Isser was already Chal, Eishas Achav Shahai B'Lamai, so then even after Shimon does Yibim with Rachel, and Shimon dies without having any children, she's still Aser to Levi. In that case, even Rav Shimon agrees that once she became Aser to Levi for a moment, she's always Aser. But Rav Yishayah's shita is that Rav Shimon argues even in this case, and he holds that she's Mutter to Levi. Says the Gemara, how you too said Rav Yishayah? Yeah, but Rav Yishayah's shita was already refuted. Still, ask the Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't have any case that's Taliyah and Machlaikas. That Bekulon, about all the arayas of our Mishnah, and Ikairi Behene could apply the rule that Asura Bezeh Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, Vasura Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, that even if you have two sisters who fall to Yibam, so Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, they're two sisters, and Reuven and Shimon die, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam to Levi and Yehuda, but one of them is, let's say, Levi's mother-in-law, and the other one is Yehuda's mother-in-law, so it's Asura Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, Asura Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, and it comes out that even though normally when two sisters fall to Yibam, so there's an or even on both of them because of Achiz Kukasai. In this case, it's going to come out that only one of them is really Zakuk to each brother. And you're going to have a case where you have two sisters falling to Yibam, and they can do Chalitza, or they can even do Yibam. Now, Rabbi Yudah Metargei Mechamaisa Ve'elach. Rabbi Yudah explained that when Rabbi Chiyah said this klal, so it only applies from the case of Chamaisa of our Mishnah and onwards. Avoshisa Bavi Dereisha Lai, but it's not going on the first six Arayas that talk about all different daughter type relations. My time, why not? Because Kevin the Bitoy Ba'ayin Se Mishkachas La binisuin lay mishkachas la binisuin kamayri binds only kamayri. The only way to fit this klal of two sisters falling to Yibam into a case where it's asur lezem mutaris lezem because of the iser bitoy is to say that Reuven and Shimon were ma'anis Rachel and they had two daughters. Reuven was ma'anis Rachel and had a daughter. Shimon was ma'anis Rachel and had a daughter. And Levi did Yibam with Bas Reuven and Yehuda did Yibam with Bas Shimon and Levi and Yehuda both die. So now these two girls who are sisters because they share the same mother, they share Rachel as a mother. They fall to Yibam, to Reuven and Shimon. So it's Asur Lezem, Utaris Lezem, Asur Lezem, Utaris Lezem. That's only going to work by a case of Aines. It can never work by a case of marriage, because if Reuven had a daughter with Rachel through marriage, so then Shimon would never be able to have a daughter with Rachel as well, because it's Eishes Ach. And Mamela, that's why the Mishnah would never be talking about such a case. So says Rav Yehuda that it must be Rav Chiya's klal was only going mechamoisa ve'elach. No, he says it could even be going on the Reisha of the Mishnah, because kevin deshkuchi mishkachasla, since lamaisa you find the case, I don't care if it's from Aines or Nesuin, in our case it happens to be Aines, but I don't care which case it is and what type of case it falls out in, lamaisa you have it, so then the klal applies. Aval, even Abai acknowledges that Rav Chiya's klal doesn't go on every case of our Mishnah, because Eishes Achav Shohayi Bai Lamai Loi. It's not going on the Erev of Eishes Achav Shohayi Bai Lamai. My time, why not? Because Kevin to the Rav Shimon the Mishkachasla, the Rabban Le Mishkachasla, but put the Leika Mairi. Because the only way you could have this klal fit in with the Erev of Eishes Achav Shohayi Bai Lamai is to draw the case which only works out according to Rav Shimon Shita, that when the brother is born after the other brother did Yibam, that it's not called Eishes Achav Shohayi Bai Lamai. So, like we explained during the regular shir, but since it could only work out if you're Reb Shimon, so it must be Reb Chiya would never say this klal on that erva, and then limit our mishnah to go on like one shita of a machlekes. However, Reb Safra mitargim afesh achiv shahay by lama mishkachas lo b'shisa achim v'alibed Reb Shimon. He says that no, Reb Chiya's klal was even going on eshes achiv shahay by lama, and it's possible when a case of six brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, and only in a chanami, it's only going to work alibed Reb Shimon. But we're fine with that. So Reb Chiya will learn that our mishnah is going down. Dafka is mentioning a case which Dafka works according to Reb Shimon. Now, v'simanecha, the simon to know what the case is meis nolad v'yabe, meis nolad v'yabe. The case is a case where the brother died, and then the other brother was born, and then the brother who was alive did Yibam, and then again, meis nolad v'yabe. Like we explained in the actual share. So says the Gemara, so it comes out that according to Reb Chiya, our Mishnah is discussing a case of a machlekes. How could Rabbi say otherwise? So says the Gemara in the Chanami. Reb Chiya learns that our Mishnah is talking about a case of machlekes. But L'Rebbe Hani Klali Lasla, he doesn't agree to the klal, and he says that our Mishnah is not teaching any case that's talian a machlekes, and that's why it didn't mention Imanus HaSaviv, and he didn't like Reb Chiya's question. He didn't like Levi's question.